Welcome back to My Real Estate Podcast with David Liberatore. I'm your host, and today we're diving into something really interesting that I think a lot of people don't fully understand when they're looking at Sarasota real estate. We're talking about what I'm calling the Bay Park effect, basically why certain neighborhoods like Golden Gate Point, Laurel Park, and the Rosemary District command premium prices. David, thanks for being here.
Hey, thanks for having me. Yeah, this is something I see play out in the market constantly. So many buyers think they're just paying for square footage or age of a home. But the truth is, location, and specifically proximity to these amazing bay parks and waterfront amenities, is driving a huge chunk of that premium.
Okay, so let me ask you this. When you say bay parks, are we talking about actual parks, or is this more of a lifestyle thing? Because I feel like people might not realize how much that actually impacts their daily life.
Both, honestly. These aren't just green spaces on a map. Golden Gate Point, for example, you've got direct waterfront access, walking trails, boat launches. Laurel Park has this incredible community feel with the bay right there. And the Rosemary District, it's walkable, vibrant, close to the water. These neighborhoods aren't just near parks, they're built around them. So when a buyer is looking at a home in one of these areas, they're not just buying a house, they're buying access to that lifestyle. That's what commands the premium.
Right, exactly. So it's not like you're paying extra for a fancy kitchen or something. You're paying for the ability to walk out your door and actually use these spaces. That's huge. I'm curious though, how much of a premium are we actually talking about here? Is it 10%, 20%? More?
It varies depending on the specific location and the home itself, but I've seen Bay Park effect neighborhoods command anywhere from 15 to 30% premiums over comparable homes in other areas. And here's the thing, that premium actually holds value. These neighborhoods aren't trending down. If anything, as more people realize they want that walkable waterfront adjacent lifestyle, the demand keeps pushing prices up.
That's fascinating. So you're saying it's not just a temporary market thing, it's actually a structural advantage that these neighborhoods have. What do you think makes someone choose, say, Laurel Park over somewhere else? Is it just the park, or is there more to the story?
It's the whole ecosystem. You've got the parks, obviously, but you also get the neighborhood character, the community that gravitates toward those areas, the walkability to local restaurants and shops. And honestly, there's something psychological about it too. People want to feel connected to nature, to water, to their community. These neighborhoods deliver that. When you're living in Golden Gate Point or the Rosemary District, you're not just a resident, you're part of something. That's worth money to people.
I love that perspective. You know, we've talked before about other factors that affect Sarasota pricing, like insurance issues and special assessments in some condo buildings. But what you're describing here is the opposite, right? This is a positive premium driven by actual amenities and lifestyle.
Exactly. And that's why I always tell buyers and sellers, if you're in one of these Bay Park effect neighborhoods, understand what you have. If you're selling, you can justify that premium. If you're buying, you're getting something that's going to hold value and probably appreciate. It's one of the smartest real estate plays in Sarasota.
So if someone's on the fence about whether they should buy in one of these neighborhoods, what would you say to them? Because I imagine the entry price might be higher.
I'd say look at it as an investment, not just an expense. Yes, you're paying more upfront, but you're getting a neighborhood with strong fundamentals, amenities that don't disappear, a community that's desirable, and proximity to the water that's irreplaceable. You can't add a bay park after you buy. So if it's in your budget, these neighborhoods are worth the premium.
That's really smart advice. David, this has been super helpful. For anyone listening who wants to dive deeper into Sarasota's market dynamics, whether it's understanding luxury pricing, special assessments, or insurance challenges, we've got a ton of resources on the show. But thanks for breaking down the Bay Park effect for us today.
Thanks for having me. It's a fun topic because it's really about understanding what drives value in our market. And honestly, it's one of the reasons I love Sarasota. These neighborhoods are genuinely special places to live.